Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning, pet keepers, and welcome back to the Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, this week we're going to have a very interesting conversation talking about some events that are going on this weekend in Mid-Michigan. We're going to talk about, in the second half of the show, the 4-H activities going on out at the Ingham County Fair. But in this segment and the next, we're going to talk about what's going on in Williamston. And it's going to be the Dog Days, something that's right after my heart and the heart of all the dog lovers in Mid-Michigan. And we've got with us on the line Derek from Joey's Pet Outfitters. Welcome back to the show, Derek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you. Derek, I know you've got a special event going on this weekend with Customer Appreciation Days as part of the Dog Day celebration. So why don't we begin with you sharing with our audience what it is that Williamston is doing and how Customer Appreciation Day fits into that.
Sure. Generally, the Dog Days of Summer is put on by the Williamston Chamber of Commerce. It's part of what they call First Friday events in Williamston. Now, of course, my Customer Appreciation Day is on a Saturday, but they kind of do it all weekend. And but the big thing is the idea is they call it Discover First Fridays, and it's the first Friday of every month they come up with something, some sort of activity or event to bring people out to the local businesses in Williamston and do fun things. Dog Days, you know, businesses will have bowls of water outside their storefronts, especially in the downtown area. I'm outside of downtown. But there's also several contests. There's a costume contest in town at Gracie's Place, which is a great little cafe and restaurant in town. We're providing the gift bags and the prizes to the winners of the costume contest there. All kinds of events going on in town.
This has been going on for a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, First Fridays, you know, I can't remember right off the top of my head, but it's only a 2 or 3 year old idea from what I remember.
And what kind of participation have you gotten so far in the previous years?
Well, I did my first Customer Appreciation Day last year, and it was fantastic. It's our biggest event of the year, and you just get huge numbers of people coming in. That the total event, the Dog Days event itself, brings many dogs and dog owners from outside of the Williamston area. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know about it to come to, with their dogs and let them experience, you know, a kind of a downtown oriented to dogs for a weekend, you know.
It gives Williamston an identification of appreciating dogs and pets in general. But I think, too, you know, because I've stopped into your store and I've brought it, I've pointed it out on the show before. You have a absolutely amazing facility out there. I mean, if you want to go to a dog store that really dedicates themselves in dogs, you're literally not going to find anything that's that focused and that comprehensive than the shop you have. So I imagine times like this, when people come from all over as opposed to right down the street, you've got a lot of opportunity to expose them to one of the best dog-only stores in the general area.
Well, thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
I'm just wondering, what do you do to capitalize on that? Do you have a bigger staff that's there during that period of time?
The Customer Appreciation Day is really it's not even about the extra staff and accommodating the sales.
Okay.
Number of things we're doing this year. We're going to have a representative from the Ingham County Sheriff's Department with their police dog. Down at the event, kind of, you know, getting to know the community, and we're going to have a raffle with prizes, and we also have, you know, a little system where we can round up purchases for charity as well, and we're going to take that money and take that to the rescue groups. There's going to be a couple of rescue groups with some kittens and dogs available for adoption. And so we just try to do a lot of fun things for the community to give back. One of the things we're also doing is we're hosting the Deputy Dog Contest, which is something Williamston does every year. To the winner, essentially the dog is the dog mascot of Williamston for 1 year. when they're the winner. So,
and what is it called?
Hosting that contest at our store.
What is it called again?
The Deputy Dog Contest.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and so we've got all kinds of events going on inside the store. As far as our own staff, we have a lot of the manufacturers come and help us, and they come and demo their products, and they talk to people directly about what they're up to, what they're doing. There's just a whole lot going on inside the store.
You got Always Hope Animal Rescue coming out there?
Correct. Yep,
that's
always
cool.
Always Hope, and then also the Kitten Nursery. Which does a great job of taking in kittens from the Ingham County Animal Control and providing them with some of the special needs that they need, like kitten milk and things that really that a lot of shelters aren't prepared to deal with. They mostly deal in dry food and things like that. So
definitely a much more both community based and humanitarian oriented effort than anything buy and sell type oriented.
Right. Yeah, it's just bring people out, tell them thank you. Big sale in the store. I mean, just about everything's 20% off. The foods that that aren't on sale, there's quite a few foods that are that have done their own specials to step up. So probably at least half my foods are also 20% off.
That's awesome.
Different coupons and stuff. We had an insert in the newspapers here that with there's a couple of coupons in the insert that are all month long. I'm running some of the specials all week long, and then, of course, we have the big 20% off one day only that on Saturday.
And the one thing that everybody gets to do is identify themselves with Joey, right?
Yep, absolutely. Joey's there.
Maybe you can explain a little bit about who Joey is.
Yeah, Joey is she's a six-year-old golden retriever now, and obviously the namesake of the store. I get mistaken for her a lot. I'm asked if I'm Joey, and I just point.
And you're like, no, there's got to be more brains behind it than this.
Right. Of course, it's a great tell for telemarketers, too. They say, hi, is Joey there? And you've got one. So Joey is just a wonderful, truly special dog. And everybody's dog is special. But when she was growing up and she was about two when we opened Joey's, we just thought we have to name it after her. It's the same. We knew we had the same kind of feeling that pet owners have, that we want to dedicate this to the dogs, and so it's all done with what we do for Joey. So that's the idea of the store.
That's great. That's great, and you can definitely tell when you go there. I mean, you definitely carry the higher end, better quality, well thought out foods that you don't see at every place. Certainly, you're not going to see them at the grocery store.
Yeah, some of the foods. You can't even find in like a Pet Supplies Plus, which are great stores. They're independently owned, but mm-hmm. some of those companies won't even sell to them. They keep it strictly to stores like yours, Rick, and stores like mine. So.
Yeah, the impossible journey continues.
Well, and Derek, one of the neat things about the dog days is a lot of times when you have a town fair, they discourage the bringing of animals to them because some people don't like them. And yet here a whole town is opening up and encouraging people to bring out their animals, to walk around, be outdoors, and really take advantage of the great local shops that are in downtown Williamston.
Yeah, you're seeing this more and more. I read about it sometimes in our kind of our industry publications, and they do ratings on best dog friendly towns in America, and hoping to see Williamston on there one day because I think they do a good job.
Yeah, I know Gracie's has taken a good step. Any of the businesses that have worked on that serve food that have worked on having outdoor arenas. I don't know if this would be a great opportunity if you've never been to go to the River House, and they've got a nice, beautiful view to the back. But
indeed,
all the businesses tend to cater, water dishes out front. That's probably some of the other things that you'll see in that community that you don't oftentimes even think about at other communities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really just a nice, community-wide effort.
I'm looking at all the different events throughout the week, and just about every business I can think of is participating in some activity. So it's not just dog-related groomers, dog-related pet store owners. It's everybody.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, all of these events, every First Friday event, really, there's a way for each business to get involved, and so many of them step up to the plate. We have a little print shop in town called Limner Press. Tuesday Books, the ladies that own Tuesday Books and the little bookstore downtown, they love their dogs, and they're always doing stuff for dogs right outside their storefront, right on Grand River. Obviously, all the great restaurants that are around, some of this stuff isn't dog related at all, but they make it so.
And that's the charm of Williamson, no doubt about it. You know, you definitely, that bookstore you mentioned, Tuesday's Bookstore, wow, I mean, that's just like storybook, you know, quaint,
yeah,
incredibly engaging, gifted people that really want to, you know, use the passion of bookkeeping as part of the community.
Absolutely.
Well, let's not forget all of you who make it into Williamston this weekend for the Dog Days event to stop by Joey's Pet Outfitters. Derek, are you going to have special hours during Pet Appreciation Day?
We open regular hours on Saturday are 10 to 4. We almost certainly will be there later than 4 o'clock. We were last year. We don't really put a time on it when we're going to shut the doors. We just kind of allow people to keep coming and keep experiencing the place. And as long as there's folks around, we were there pretty well into the evening last year. And we'll be doors open at 10 o'clock though. So right at 10, we got the first 10 people to the door with their dog. They got to have their dog. They get a $20 gift card. And we're drawing a wee in that raffle, too. So
fantastic. Well, after the break, we're going to talk with Anne-Marie Hutchison from Always Hope Animal Rescue, who's going to be at Joey's this Saturday. And we'll be back right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.